10:48. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning, the 17th of October. Corey Homicide Williams, former MVP. Well, he can't be a former MVP. He's an MVP of the NBL. He's done it all. Dominating the airwaves this season in the NBL on SBS and Fox. And he joins us now. Good morning to you, Corey.
Good morning, GH. How you doing?
I'm well. Were you surprised? What's been your thinking over the first couple of weeks of the NBL season?
Well, it's been off to a fantastic start. Southeast Melbourne Phoenix have been the most impressive team so far in this early season. Sydney Kings doing what they're supposed to do, my opinion, for the champions for this upcoming season, NBL 20. They will get the championship. Perth Wildcats handling their business, of
course.
Sydney Kings will win the flag, without a doubt. Smart bet of Sydney Kings, without a doubt.
What about first of all, the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix? Now, Mikey Valisaris, our man here on the panel, he declared that Mitch Creek as the MVP in our preview show when we were talking about our predictions, basically, for the NBL. The question I need to ask you is, will he be able to stay in the NBL all season, or do you think he might just be picked up by an NBA club?
The way he's playing, anything can happen, but I believe that, and I really actually hope, he stays all season because he started off this season with an unbelievable form. He's on a mission. I think the best thing that happened for him and to him was that he went abroad and tested the waters, went to the G League, played against a league that has all Americans. Actually, he was the import. You know what I mean? And everybody else was locals, and it was great for him to grow, especially defensively. Mentally, he knows he can guard American imports, especially on the perimeter, and he's overpowering smaller opponents. So he is a walking mismatch. The numbers he's putting up are absolutely ridiculous. They just beat Brisbane Bullets. He had 25-7-7. John Robertson, the point guard, was 9-for-11 from three.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous for 30 points as they torched without Ty Wesley, which is a key player in what they do, and won by 20 versus the Brisbane Bullets that are fully loaded.
It's a great start. They surprised me a little bit, the Phoenix, there on Sunday. I actually tipped, and I got punished. I deserve this. I tipped Brisbane to defeat the Phoenix.
Not only you, I did as well. I didn't think that they would be able to step up collectively and win against a fully loaded Brisbane Bullets team without Ty Wesley, and they didn't. Kendall Stevens, let's not forget about him. He's coming off the bench, but he started that game 5-for-7 from three, 17 points. They are on fire from behind the arc as a team.
Let's go through the games this weekend in the NBL over the weekend. Starts, of course, tomorrow and probably finishes up on Monday night. But the first game, Sydney take on New Zealand. What are you expecting there? The Kings, you're declaring now as the favourites for the championship. $1.30, taking on the Breakers at 3.5.
Where are they playing?
They are playing in Sydney, yes.
It will be hard for the New Zealand Breakers to get that win versus the Kings on the road. I'm really looking forward to seeing RJ Hampton suit up and play. He's the next Stars player for the Sydney Kings. I believe this would be a really good test for him playing against Casper Ware head-to-head. But I will tip the Sydney Kings for that W at home versus New Zealand Breakers.
Next game I want to take a look at here, Perth v Cairns. Now, Cairns, God bless them, and I was cheering for them the last couple of matches. They can play ball. Like, they can be competitive in games, but Homicide, they just don't know how to win.
That's going to be something that mentally they have to get over. They're not going to win in Perth. They will be in the game. The game will open up in the fourth quarter, as it's been so far this season, and a lot of their games have been the same last season. So it's up to that talented backcourt that they have in Scott Machado and DJ Newbill to get them over the hump in crunch time. So that game, I will tip the Perth Wildcats without a doubt.
Adelaide were outplayed and destroyed basically by the Sydney Kings last week. And Adelaide, I know they were coming back from their American trip, but they have had in previous years, especially when Andrew Gaze was coaching the Kings, they've had the wood over the Kings and 36ers, but they just didn't turn up the other night. And they take Brisbane on at home, and they're still the outsiders at $2.30. Brisbane at $1.62.
Brisbane for sure with the win.
Okay. So you're basically riding Adelaide off this season.
I'm riding them off. They won't make finals, one, and I'm riding them off in this game for sure.
They've been a side that they've had their back against the walls a few times, but they've always found a way to be really competitive, and they've played playoff basketball more times than they've missed, basically.
Yeah, you're right, but they're not making finals this year, and they're losing against Brisbane this weekend.
Now, can you get me tickets for this match, please? Your contacts at the NBL.
What do you need?
We're going two
scratch
tickets.
My back, I'll scratch yours.
Melbourne United at $1.80 taking on the Perth Wildcats at $2. Can United win their first game of the season?
United won't win that game.
Okay, why?
They're coming back from a long road trip. They're undermanned. Playing a well-rested, fully loaded Perth Wildcats team. They're not going to win that game.
In saying that, they nearly defeated the Wildcats on their home court without their best players, three of their best players, in the opening week of the NBL.
I got Perth to win that game.
Okay, easy?
I don't believe it would be easy, but I have them to win that game. They're comfortable playing in that venue. That's where they won their championship in that game. And they're undermanned. You cannot beat a Perth Wildcats team with two of your key players out. Your bench, the bench is limited scoring-wise, okay? Guys that would come off the bench for Melbourne United are now in the lineup. So there's not a lot of scoring punch on that bench. And I just don't believe that Melbourne United will win that game. I said to you guys when I was here last time, I said Melbourne United just may start this season off 0-5. They're 0-3 right now, and I'm counting NBA games because a loss is a loss, right? They're playing Sacramento Kings in a couple of hours. I have no reason to believe that the Sacramento Kings won't win that game, so that's 0-4. Then they're coming off of a road trip and playing the next day early. Legs are going to be the biggest issue in that. How are you going to overcome the biggest issue, which is legs and travel?
What about their performance against the Clippers? Chris Golding lit up the joint there in that first half. He was dominating, especially off that pick and roll. He was shooting the ball really well. And then I was interested to hear the media conference after the game and the coach of the Clippers. I've just lost
Doc Rivers.
Yeah, Doc. And I love listening to Doc Rivers because I was a Celtics fan once upon a time when he led them to a championship, Doc. And he said, basically, I told the team at halftime, I said, who's their best player? And they said, Chris Golding. I said, well, defend him. And he never shot a point after it.
I think, Chris Golden is a world-class player and a world-class shooter. Make no mistake about that. And as we saw the first half in that game, it was on full display. You know, unfortunately, the Clippers are the Clippers. You know, they turned up defensively and did a better job on him defensively, and the game got away from them. But, you know, they are the Clippers. Let's make no mistake about that. You know, this is a first-class organization. This is not a BS team that's in the NBA. You know, you're not playing against the Knicks. You're playing against a team that's going to be competing for an NBA title this year. So kudos to the Clippers and Melbourne United, who were undermanned and still, you know, gave it a good go.
Monday Night Basketball, the Hawks take on Adelaide.
Where?
At Illawarra.
That's any man's game. Flip a coin.
Okay. $1.65, $2.25. So maybe the value there with Adelaide to take on the Hawks. What do you think of Mello? How have you rated his first couple of matches?
Well, I speak highly of this young man because I doubted him. I was the biggest critic from last season. This is not a cupcake league. There's no way he's going to come in here and do what he wants to do. This is not the Drew League where I see these highlights and he's going to repeat those type of plays and performances. I was wrong. The kid is 18 years old in 2 months.
Yep.
He averages 13 points a game, 6 assists a game, 7 rebounds a game, 2 steals a game. That's as good as some imports in this league.
Yeah.
This is his third game playing professional. He's 1-2. I did not think these things were going to happen this quick, if at all. So that's why I'm shocked. Think about this, right? 18 years old, there was a guy named Brandon Jennings 10 years ago. He was a phenom in high school, went to Italy and played. His numbers, he averaged like 8 points a game. One assist, one rebound. Ricky Rubio, who played 4 years prior to hitting 18, he played ACB and EuroLeague.
Yeah.
His numbers were 10 points a game, six assists, three rebounds. LaMelo Ball is averaging more than them overall. And he's in every statistical category. That says a lot, because these guys went on to become big stars and big names in the NBA. So the sky's, we don't know what this kid's ceiling is going to be. And he's only going to get better.
And he's only 17.
He's 18. He just turned 18 and 2 months old. Yeah. He's a young 18.
And he's putting you on the map, too, because I saw a video that you posted of him. And it had a million views.
It went to 1.8 million views. You know, shout out to Bleacher Report. They got it and retweeted it. And that thing, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, the things that he lacks, jumping from high school, he didn't even go to high school.
No.
You know what I mean? Jumping from wherever he played to the NBL, it's a whole nother level. He's supposed to not be able to play defense well. He's supposed to not be able to shoot the ball at a high clip well.
What about his technique when he shoots the ball?
Well, you'll work on that. You know what I mean? I'm looking at it from a GM's perspective, right? Here's how a GM of an NBA is looking at this kid. The sensational passes that he's making, whether the guys that he's passing the ball to, whether they make or miss, they don't care, because they have legitimate NBA stars in those positions who will finish those plays. We just want to see this kid play at a high level, at a league that's respected in the world. Yeah. One of the best leagues outside of the NBA. Let him make these plays, and if he could just create these plays and opportunities for them, he could do it at the high level for us.
Have you been surprised at how much freedom he's had? And he's playing, I think he's averaging around the 33-minute mark. Have you been surprised that they've given him, I guess, so much freedom and so much time?
I think, honestly, I haven't been surprised, because at up until Aaron Brooks had that breakout game, he was leading his team in scoring and assists. If you're leading the team in scoring and assists, why are you not playing all those minutes? You get what I'm saying? He's creating opportunities. He's unselfish. It's not like he's going out there, I want to shoot 30 times, and it's about me. The kid is selfless and making plays happen. It ain't his fault if people can't finish. And I'm not pointing fingers, but I'm just saying he's doing his job.
Which is surprising, really.
It is surprising. Yeah,
with his mindset, too, because he's under a lot of pressure. He's a kid that they're talking up as that maybe, well, definitely a first-round NBA draft pick. You're saying he's a number one draft pick.
I'm saying the kid is only going to get better.
Yeah.
Right? More time on the court, more opportunity to grow. And we're going to see him do way more. This is only game three. There's 25 games left. Imagine what he's going to look like at game 20.
Here we go. Sydney, New Zealand. So Sydney at $1.30. Perth and Cairns. Perth.
Of course.
Adelaide, Brisbane. Brisbane.
Yep.
Southeast Melbourne, Illawarra.
Come on, man. Melbourne, Phoenix.
New Zealand at home against Sydney.
I got New Zealand at home.
Okay. What about Melbourne, Perth, Perth?
Yep.
And Illawarra, Adelaide.
I'm going Illawarra.
Okay. So there we go. Our multi today, we have to get seven games right, but it is $22.
Yep.
Bang. Thank you. Thank you, Mother, for the rabbits. What about the NBA? It's not far away.
Oh, my goodness. Zion Williams.
Yeah. I love Zion.
Who in the world would have thought his game would have transitioned and jump leaps and bounds in the NBA right now? He's scoring like 28 points, 30 points, missing like two or three shots. The finishes that he's doing in traffic on defense is incredible. I didn't see this coming. I don't think nobody saw this coming.
Is he the new LeBron?
No, he's not the new LeBron. He's the new Zion.
Okay. Can he
He's
be
the
as,
first Zion.
Can he be as good as LeBron, say, in the early part of his career? Can he make that statement early on?
I think he can make a statement early on, but you cannot compare. That's apples and oranges. LeBron is a point forward. this guy's just a scoring machine.
Yeah.
Get what I mean? He can't make and create plays and pass to others and create for others the way LeBron just naturally could. Yeah. You know what I mean? This guy's just a scorer.
Can't wait for this game on Wednesday. The Clippers take on the Lakers.
That's not really going to hold that much weight. It's
too early.
It's not. It's not regular season.
We might see it. We get to see them play a little bit.
Nah. You know, PG's not playing till November.
No.
So it's not going to be the same.
Hey, Homicide.
Talk to me.
You don't remember that last time I had a chat to you about that horse that you needed to follow? Have you got that?
Talk to me about him.
I don't think he has. Surprise baby. I said it's the horse that you need to back for the
You did say something like that, right.
Yeah. So he won it. He won at Flemington.
He did win.
Yeah, and the Bark Cumming. So he's automatic now into the Melbourne Cup.
Wow.
So he's your horse to follow.
You did say that.
I had $10 on for the Melbourne Cup. So I think he goes straight into the Melbourne Cup. So if you got your outfit ready.
I'm working on it right now.
Are you going to the Caulfield Cup on Saturday?
I'm actually not. Here's what I need.
Yeah.
Anybody that wins out there with these plays I'm giving.
Yeah.
You need to go to wolflife.com.au and purchase one of my sweaters. The Wolf sweater. I'm giving you these tips. I don't even know the listeners out there yet personally. Yeah. But I'm just saying, as a thank you, go to wolflife.com.au and purchase a sweater.
Where did you get the idea for the wolf sweaters?
2015, I created this brand. Yeah. And what a wolf is an ambitious individual that goes hard until their dreams come to fruition.
What is your dream?
I mean, I wanted to be a successful professional basketball player.
Yep.
And I wanted to stop when I was 40 years old. And I stopped at 39 because I got this opportunity to transition out the game.
Yeah. And now you're a star. Can you get Homicide to explain Bogut's contacts this season with the Kings and in the US?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know what happened. Yeah.
That's a question from one of our listeners.
What
Matty
was the question?
Can you get Homicide to explain Bogut's contacts this season with the Kings and in the US? Maybe he's got some people that he knows over in the US that he might be able to get to the Kings.
I'm not sure, but no. Andrew Bogut is a star. Andrew Bogut is a veteran of the NBA. 13 years he played in the NBA, so his contact list would be through the roof.
Hey, Homicide, it's always a pleasure. We'll catch up with you next Thursday.
Thanks for having me, my man.
We might have to. Can you bring in? I'll purchase a jumper.
Listen, y'all got to purchase this. This ain't no freebies.
How much are they?
I mean, it depends. Go to the website and find out.
How's Mrs. Homicide
Mrs.
going?
Wolf is doing extremely well. She is doing fine.
This is the first time she
hasn't gotten on my nerves yet, so it's all good.
Thanks, Homicide.